He smoked and dripped, watching himself in the mirror on the far wall. He watched without passion, numb, tired, suspended between. Somewhere out there were so many, many things. The horror of the ants, the legions of their dead strewn about on the sand, the memory of how it was done and of how it had been done in the past. The past. That was out there, too, hovering between the laughter of the child warriors and their party and visions of killing ants, one by black bleeding one. Kent came in. They stared at one another in the mirror. Finally, Felix indicated a spot on the bench before him, and Kent sat there. He was holding a bottle. He offered it. Felix drank. Then he spoke. He told Kent about Forrest. He told it straight through, without pause, without emotion. His voice echoed hollowly in the empty chamber. Kent began to cry. After a while, Felix did too. But he didn't stop. He finished it. He emptied it out of himself with his voice. Then Kent hit him. No, no, he thought, as he crashed backwards over the benches to the floor. It couldn't have happened. It wasn't possible. He peered uncomprehendingly upward at Kent, his mind racing desperately for an alternative. There was none.
I know what you think of me,
groaned Kent, his voice rasping mercilessly.
You think I killed her because I didn't kill her. Who cares? I loved her too, maybe. Not like maybe I didn't, you bastard!
He screamed and slammed his foot into Felix's side.
It doesn't mean I'm small.
Felix cried out in pain, sharp, strident, helpless again. He fainted. Dominguez found him and questioned. Felix told him too much to drink. He was fine, though. Dominguez watched his face a long time before answering.
Sure, man,
said Dominguez, and helped him to his feet.